let people attend. Without disputation, here is a relation. The like was ne'er penned before, I declare. Through the world you may range, yet a wonder more strange you never will find. And therefore I'd have you, and therefore I'd have you, now listen and mind. At midnight you know the bells they were ringing, and sweet voices singing, both lofty and low. To rise, this wonderful ringing, this wonderful ringing, it did him surprise. Then taking his keys, the sexton did venture the church doors to enter, yet nothing he sees but ringing he heard, till upstairs he frightened him so. He was almost senseless, he was almost senseless, and not able to go. Oh, there did he gaze, his senses and reason was lost for a season. He stood in a distracted, like one near distracted, with keys in his hand. Downstairs did he go, the bell straightway ceasing, new wonders increasing. Then walking below, the sexton beheld two angels inside, who there bid him write of what he had seen. One was in white garment, one was in white garment, the other in green. Behold, we are sent to tell the people, although in the steeple, like Christians repent before 'tis too late. For except you reform an invincible storm, on the wicked will fall. Remember this message, remember this message, repent one and all. There's mercy in store upon their submission, with tears of contrition, and therefore implore the heavens above. Now to turn away all judgment this day, let friendship remain, and then the three keys.